industry, curls and coffee, podcasts in my head, blows in the sleep.
Relentlessly pursuing God till the death of me, till they bury me.
Oh! You gotta hit him with the drop! That's it.
Hey world!
Welcome to Clean Ears.
It's Clean Ears time. Mm-hmm. This is Saritha.
And this is Simone.
And let's get into it. So how you doing, girl?
I am great. Oh my gosh, guys. I did one thing that every adult should do this past weekend. I slept all weekend long. Mm-hmm. And the weather was rainy. It was like, God mm-hmm. was like, girl, I'm going to set up all the elements for you to sleep. It was great. The reason why I was tired is because I had some international house guests.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I had my cousin Shan up from Jamaica. Her name is Shannon. And her friend Yannick. They came together, Shan and Yan. And they were staying with me. So and it was so much fun. I think my favorite part was hearing the similarities that we have. The similarities in societal struggles. The similarities with work shenanigans. Similarities with dating and church life and all that stuff. And then also hearing the differences. And there is nothing like watching the Olympics and watching Jamaica kill everything with my family in town. That was wonderful. Bolt all day. So, yeah, everything's been great. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. I'm doing all right. I had a, I'm trying to think of what I did this weekend. Busy. It was a busy, busy, busy weekend. And my week has been just as busy. So I'm tired. I'm next level. Don't know how I'm functioning. Probably just caffeined up, tired.
That was last week for me. I was like, I'm a dangerous level of tired. Like, it's not safe. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so another major event that just took place this past week.
Our youngin.
Yes, our youngin. That's, I like that. Our youngin, Rachel. She's gone off to college now to Florida State. Yay. We actually, she was a listener of Clean Ears who attends our church. We were blessed to be able to meet her, and we have been mentoring her since. So she is our youngin, and she left for college this week, and we are praying for you. Hey, Rachel.
Hey, girl. And have fun and be safe and all that stuff.
Yes. Oh, my. Look at my God, then look at that cross. Know the mirage, you see what it costs. Look in his eyes, he died for the loss. Much more I could talk in my little G. I know I never did a kilo or a key, but still I know I need a hero in the lead to intervene, and the hero wasn't me. See what I really mean? Oh, go talk to my wars, them. The one that I roll with, you know them. They will just tell you what I have unloaded. It is no secret to see what we hoping. What do you know now in the road or you don't? Don't be supposed now if you now in the know. Staying your composed, bouncing around is the most. What do you do when you know we died in the road? You know it's we talking truth, hey. Come see the walls we walking through, hey.
So you guys know we're huge, huge, huge Dream Junkies fans.
Oh my gosh, y'all aren't even ready for me to get into that.
Like, major. And so we follow them individually as well, because that's what fans do. And Ruslan announced that his new album, Americana, will be coming out soon. So you want to get on them pre-order life, guys.
I've already told y'all how I feel about Ruslan on several podcasts now. I will not do it again because I feel like it's going to get really creepy. So just know that it is worth it. Please pre-order. Lyrically, he is freaking insane. And I cannot wait to hear it. Please pre-order it. You will not be disappointed. Doesn't matter what you're into. Classical music only. Pre-order.
Pre-order. Pre-order.
You don't care.
Pre-order.
It's worth it. Also, oh my goodness, Be Right, yes. Heart on My Sleeve is coming soon. Now, we were privileged to see Be Right at the Northern Lights Tour, which we have already told you in episode 2 was our favorite Christian hip-hop concert ever. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Ever.
That was the first time that we got to see Be Right perform. He murdered it. Afterwards, we were like, who is he? Where can we find everything he's done? So this is very, very exciting. And I'm going to spell this one for you because it's a little different. It's B. Reith. It's spelled R-E-I-T-H. It's like Keith, but with an R, but that pronunciation right. will mess you up. Mm-hmm. B. Reith, Heart on My Sleeve. It is coming soon. You can pre-order through his website. Watch the gram. We are actually going to put that information out there so that you can know exactly how to find them. But those are two projects that we are very very excited about checking out.
Yes.
One time for the girls all around the world who know how to get down, down, down. Love God, love people, hate sin. You rep them all over your town. You don't even care what the world say. You had your eye on the prize in the first place. The mother man that surprised that you weren't bait. But I know that you're known by the God who is worthy. Girl, I don't want to be rude, but I got my eyes on you. I could sit and play it cool, but that one me I know will do. I see you, girl.
And in Clean Ears world, you definitely want to get your questions in for our Q&A episode. We really, really, really want to answer the questions that you guys have about us. Yes, personally. also about the podcast. Also about maybe some of our dreams and goals. If you want advice, anything like that, Q&A, wide open.
Yes.
You can hit us up on any of our socials. Hit us in the DMs there. Or you can send us an email at WIYH, as in what's in your headphones, at cleanearshow.com.
Yes. And another thing, we are always looking for dope Christian music to listen to. So if you are listening to something that is clean and dope and that glorifies our Heavenly Father, let us know about it. Hit us on any of the medias so we can check it out, so that we can put it out there for the rest of the world to hear as well.
I am as free as my hand. Cut it or come and forget it. I'ma do what I've been called to do. Never suspect it. Just for the record, just for the record, I know. I just hit my rhythm, boy. This is not your tempo, boy. Yeah. I just hit my rhythm, boy. But this is not your tempo. This is not your tempo. Not your tempo. Don't nobody own us. Don't nobody own us. Don't nobody own us. Don't nobody own us.
So one pretty cool thing that also happened over the past, I don't know, week, 2 weeks, I don't know, Jamaica was winning stuff and I just couldn't keep focused on the dates, is the So Gone Challenge.
Oh!
And two cool things. One, it was really cool to see people bring back a really dope beat from a couple of years ago, 10 years ago, for this challenge. I don't know where it came from, how it started. But
Chance the Rapper started the So Gone Challenge.
Oh. But that was really dope. But I wanted to mention it because I saw Christian rappers jumping on it. So shout out to Ruslan. Shout out to Andy Mineo. And shout out to any other Christian rapper that jumped on that.
KB.
Yes. And it was just really, really great to see a Christian rapper saying, you know what, let me get in on this. And they were really spitting some killer, killer bars for Christ. So that was just a moment of Christian excellence. And I just wanted to shout that out because I appreciated that we just got on that thing and killed for Jesus.
Yes, Clean Ears will not be doing the So Gone Challenge.
I thought about it, but then I was like, y'all ain't ready.
Y'all heard it and know you're not ready.
No, y'all ain't.
This episode of Clean Ears features music by Alex Faith featuring Christian Lewis, Jason featuring Nico Wells, S.O., Calum featuring Taylor Gray, KB, Jonathan Baker featuring Kristen Gray, Armand Wake Up, Leon Bridges, D. Miles featuring Jalen Seawright, and Andy Mineo. Please visit www.cleanearshow.com for the full versions of these songs and a few more that we're listening to. We hope you enjoy what's in our headphones.
Is this just a memory where only I can fight? At the God of a second chance, ignoring but exploring the moments where I would stand. Sinful in nature, but I felt safer in my own decisions. Introverted when indecisive but precise. When I wanted to please myself, then I was extra extra. Needed no petrol. Vice grips on things I couldn't let go. Was this a reflection of my past or present? What was presented to me?
I'm gonna give you guys my standard speech. Guys, we're so excited because today we're gonna be talking about dating. Not in any specific format or fashion,
right?
Because we're just, you know, feeling mad informal today. We're eating chips of strange flavors, and so we really just don't know how to feel. Bruh, habanero and peach don't go together, that's all I'm saying. And so we're here to just talk about dating and what's going on and where we are and how we feel about it and, of course, what God says, because that's most important.
So just so you know, our status is...
Oh, geez, we're doing this. One of us. Whose voice shall remain unidentified. Just playing. Hi, my name is Simone, and I'm in a relationship.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, my name is Sarita, and I am not in a relationship, but doing random dating.
Ow. And still saved, because it's a thing.
Right. You can be saved and still trying to figure it out.
So, first, because that sounds really interesting, and I'm sure the people are dying to know, they know really? What in a relationship is, so nobody cares about my life. So, Sarita, let's talk about you, girl.
That's horrible.
Talk to us about what randomly dating, was that your term?
Yes,
talk to us
randomly
about,
dating.
What is randomly dating?
Randomly dating is when there is no plan. I'm not out here being hooked up by my Christian friends with their Christian friends. Because apparently dudes don't have other dudes that they hang with who are saved.
We've already established that apparently when you are that one saved man by yourself, you just got a circle of darkness. That you just, I don't know if you're trying to light it up or if you're sinning in secret. But Christian man, I'm going to need you to save your circle or something.
Right. Y'all hear the light on the hill by yourself. So... As I said, they don't have no friends, so I'm just out here taking on suitors, being an equal opportunity.
Oh my gosh. You're not judging by the outward appearance.
I'm not judging by a little bit, but you know, not by the color of your skin, but the content of your character. But
oh my gosh.
I'm just out here and dating randomly and having experiences and enjoying myself-ish. I'm not dating a dude to get dinner.
Exactly. I need the situation that allows for the most clean faces as possible. Mm-hmm. And yeah, makeup's expensive and it takes time. Not interested. Wash and go.
Very much. Plus, so, all my first dates have been, you know, Dutch.
Ew.
I know.
That is not God's will.
Sorry. Dudes out here like, I can't pay for that.
Oh my gosh. Why are they asking people out? Oh my gosh. Okay, so just so that we can help people to understand, what does randomly dating as a believer look like? How does your salvation factor into this random dating?
Well, for me, it's more along the lines of not putting so much pressure on myself to say that I am trying to court immediately. That's where I'm at with randomly dating, is that I'm being open to Christian men. Let's just put that in there, to Christian men. But I'm not putting on it immediately, yo, this has got to be my future husband or anything like that. It's more along the lines of we may be friends, we may be less, we may end up being more, but I'm being more open than I was before. Because I do remember at one point I was like, God, the next dude got to be my husband, so you know. And now I'm like, can we not do that? Because I don't know
can
if I'm ready.
Can we talk for a minute?
Right.
Boy, I want to know your name.
Yes.
Some of y'all 90s babies didn't get that.
Not at all. But that's really what it's looking like for me. And it's opened up the door for a lot of interesting experiences. I don't know if I'm just open spiritually so stuff is going down or if it was already going to go down this way. But hey, it's been interesting.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I feel like I've said this before and I feel like it's been defined for me before and I feel like I still don't get it. I legit still struggle with like dating versus relationship versus courtship. I feel like, is that not all the same thing? Like, I get so caught up in like, what does that mean? Folks are like, are you in a courtship? I'm like, I don't know. Like, are you dating? I don't know. Are you in a relationship? I guess. Like, what are you saying? I don't know. It's exhausting.
I think it's all words pretty much for the
That's
same
how I
thing.
Feel.
But courting is supposed to be more intentional than dating. So I feel like people go from dating to courtship, and I think courtship and relationship correlate, but dating is like before you guys decide that you are being intentional towards a goal.
Okay.
And so you're like, hey, I'm with you, you're with me, and we're both moving towards something, not just like, yo, we together, so.
We cute.
It is what it is.
The step right before engagement.
Like, hang on, I did not remember all these steps.
We took these marriage classes. right now.
Oh, okay.
If y'all can see my face right now, I'm just like, goodness gracious.
Marriage classes. All right. Yeah. No. I'm not there yet.
For me, it's not even the marriage part. It's a classes part. I'm like, dang. Can somebody just give me your notes?
Right, bro.
Can I get the marriage notes? The marriage podcast, marriage webinar.
Yeah, whatever.
Can I take it online?
Whatever. Exactly. Let me take it online. Let me do it like that.
That's the part that's a little daunting for me.
In this relationship, have you felt different? I don't know. I guess the word be. Like,
different from what? Like, from being single?
Yes. Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, one thing I will say is when you are single, everything has to be taken care of by me. And I don't mean, like, from bills and stuff. Because, I mean, you know, the day that he starts paying bills would be lovely, but we're not there yet. So still paying my own bills. So spoiler, if that's what you're looking for, you might want to just check all your motives. But just like emotional well-being and things like that, as a single person, I definitely was responsible for that. If I have a bad day, it's me and Jesus. If I have a good day, it's me and Jesus. If I'm struggling with something, everything was just me and Jesus, me and Jesus, me and Jesus. And my success in whatever struggle I was going through depended on how and if I chose to come to God about something. Whereas now, being with somebody and deciding that we want a life together, it's like letting that person have a say-so and to also just be invited into whatever I may be struggling with emotionally. That part has been new, it's been interesting. I'm always trying to be like, oh my gosh, am I crazy? Am I clingy? Am I this? Am I that? Trying to just not be a basket case of emotions just for the sake of letting him in. Trying to understand, okay, what do I keep between just me and God? And what do I invite him into? And God's been really great at showing me like, you really need to share this with him, or nah, girl, this is kind of crazy. Let's deal with that privately.
This is behind prayer doors. You can't talk to him about this.
God be like, there's not enough love. You got to come directly to the throne, babe. And so that has been, I think, the most different part, because I mean, I'm squatted up anyway. So I'll be out with my friends. I'll be doing stuff. So it's not like they've plans on a Friday night now. I mean, nah, because I mean, you know, you can stay doing stuff. So that part's the same, but the emotional side and understanding what to let him into and stuff like that. Having somebody care about that too is new for me. I'm like, even the small stuff, he'd be like, that helped me to know that. I'm like, what? Oh, I was like, I just thought I was always just feel like I'm oversharing, but all right. I can share that with you. I can tell you that.
Aww.
Ask Sarita something.
Really?
What is your biggest challenge?
Oh, goodness.
In randomly dating?
I think my biggest challenge is to not put too much of my thought of worth into it.
Mm.
Because there's a lot of failure when it comes to dating. I read on The Sacred Search, and it was really like, every relationship will fail except the one where, you know, you find your mate. So get ready for that. And I don't like rejection. I mean, this podcast almost didn't happen because I didn't want rejection. There's so much of me not wanting to fail that it's hard when you're like talking to someone and you may be like really into it and then they disappear, or, you know, you realize that it's not going to work, or, you know, he's cute, but he don't know Jesus, or he knows Jesus, but there's a lot of other things. He's got else going on and you're just trying to figure out what's wrong with you at some point, what's wrong with them at other points. And so it helps me to try to stay as close to Christ as possible, because then I always remember who I am, and it boosts my confidence to not be hurt by the consistent rejection, you know, that happens with dating. And it's not as hard as it was when I was in my 20s, when my whole worth was, is a guy attracted to me? You know, will he ask me out? You know, are we together? Not even together, because I wasn't even that chick. You know,
right?
I just needed to know he liked me for a reason. I was like, all right, cool, I'm good.
Hashtag BC life.
Right. BC life was rough for a dude. Better now.
You know what's funny? Like, my struggle is almost the same in that I have to make sure that my worth does remain in Christ. And whenever I'm struggling with something, I go to God first to say, like, okay, God, what's up with this?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this. Show me how to deal with this. Show me how to talk to him about it if I need to, and so on and so forth. That's actually been my my biggest struggle, because I know that you guys hear me biweekly or as often as you choose to listen, if you like to just listen to them repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that it's easy to think that I'm so amazing and wonderful, but, you know, I'm paid to, you know, bring you back to reality a little bit, but I do have my moments where sometimes I'd be like, oh my gosh, I might be low key, just a little spazzish at times, like in a really adorable way. And so, but when I go through these moments of being insecure though, honestly, it's like, wait. You know, people say that marriage magnifies your insecurities. And I'm like, bruh, dating somebody.
You ain't never
being
lied.
In a relationship with somebody, my insecurities be like, hey, girl, I know we ain't spoken a minute. Because, you know, you don't necessarily have a mirror when you're by yourself. You can see what you want to see. You can just ignore what you want to ignore. But when you have somebody else who is with you in life, then the things that you choose to ignore could be damaging to them as well. And the things that I choose to give attention to can also be damaging to them. So being mindful of my worth in Christ, for me, it actually makes me bold to be able to say, God, I've been feeling like this, and I know that it's wrong, and I need you to just help me, and I know that this isn't true, and I know that this is what your word says, but oh my gosh, this sucks a lot still. Help me. And, you know, when you are a little bit older, like, that means that it's not the first relationship for the both of us. And so one thing I struggled with was, what in this, it has my name on it, as opposed to just me just being the next chick, you know?
Right.
And I really, really struggled with that. And I actually had to go to God and I'm like, what is this that I'm feeling? First of all, because this is just not even an attractive conversation to be trying to bring up to him. And so it's like, okay, well, Lord, what's this coming from? What am I looking for? Tell me what it is that I need. Because if I do legit need something, I got to be able to vocalize that. But also, if I'm being crazy and if I'm afraid, show me that it's that too, so I can know how to deal with that. It's okay to be scared because it's new and you have a lot of feelings and all of that stuff. There's nothing wrong with that. But I just have to make sure that I deal with it appropriately, because what I don't want to do is take every negative emotion that I have and make it his problem because he's with me.
Yeah.
So that has been, that's been a biggest struggle for me too. Remembering who I am in Christ, so that when the shenanigans that ensue within my mind pop off as they do, then I can keep things in perspective and not let them skew my image of who I know I am in Christ.
Sure. I think my thing is, even just trying, it reminds me of like how flawed I am. Because I'll be here like, I am somewhat emotionally unavailable. I am,
oh my God,
selfish. I am lazy. Like,
bruh,
things
so
like
lazy.
That pop off because you be like, you want to hang out? You're like, nah, I really want to lay down. And that's, saying you want to lay down to a dude instead of like wanting to hang out with them is not great. They don't want to hear like, oh no, Netflix is better than you right now. No one wants to hear that. Mm-hmm. But in truth, I'm so used to being by myself that putting that effort out to get to know someone is not always what I want to do. And so finding people who are worth that is difficult. Because again, I'm selfish. I really just want to watch this show, so boo you.
I'm like, this new season just dropped. I need you to holler at me next weekend.
Right, and Get Down just came out. I got plans,
girl,
this weekend.
Yes.
But it's the truth. And I'm trying to be better about this. I think that's why also I'm randomly dating, because Lord knows a real relationship right now would probably break me, but cause I can't find it all of the time. All the time you play with my mind, but I won't find my way until I leave it all behind.
Do you feel any pressure from like your Christian community about how to function in a dating situation? Courtney is emphatically nodding her head. What's up, Court?
There are certain times where we do feel pressured from, it could be Christian friends. I know one thing is parents. That's a big thing. But I do feel like society does tend to pressure young adults when it comes to dating. Because as soon as I graduated, and of course I'm the youngest, you know, so I only graduated about 3 years ago. And
jeez. Girl, I'm coming up on 10 years from college. I can't even do years.
And as
I don't
soon
even know
as
what the
that,
classrooms look like.
That you know, as soon as I graduated, like, it's always, you know, what's the next step? So you graduated, when do you get your job? Okay, you got your job. When do you get your husband? Okay, you got your husband. When are you having kids? You have kids. When you have your next kid? Like, so
yes.
I do feel like it's, it there tends to be pressure towards, you know, the next step, and especially when it comes to dating, and with our age, the time, biological time, or whatever.
Girl, I rebuke it.
You know, it's
dead,
like,
bro.
You know.
I killed that thing when I turned 30.
People
beat that thing with a bat.
Oh my gosh.
But people do, or society tends to pressure, especially women more than men, to
right.
like get it done. And it's like, you know, I mean, we would love to, but you know, it's not our role to really take that action and get it done. So we're here waiting to respond to a pursuit. And until that time comes, we up here doing our thing.
I do agree that there is pressure. And it's funny because we get pressure from, you know, work. We get pressure from everybody. I remember it was my 27th birthday and my boss sat me down and was like, I mean, don't you want kids? And I was like, who's raising these little adorable children? Because they're going to be cute. Who's raising these children? Like, what are you saying? I was like, I'm single. I was like, you talking to me about don't I want children? Like, am I dying? And it's crazy because people act like if you're having a baby in your 30s, people almost look at it like that's old. And I'm like, but y'all already know I'm 32 and I'm newly 32. So, I mean, I'm still taking the gifts. But I feel like if it's God's will for me to be a mom, I'm going to be a mom, regardless of what that looks like. You know, if it's through my body, fantastic. I got to get in shape right now. If... I heard it's hard.
Ooh.
And if it's to be through any other means, then it'll be that. I'm just not worried about it, because for me to be worried about it puts me in a headspace of wanting to do something unhealthy
mm-hmm.
or ungodly to get to that point. And I'm just not interested in that. And I definitely had to consciously decide that I wasn't going to allow outside things to pressure me. I understand, because same with Christian circles as well. As soon as you start talking to somebody, ooh, girl, do you think he might be the one? And then it's always awkward because I have to explain
right.
that I don't believe in the concept of the one. I feel
that's
like
a whole
that's
a different conversation.
Oh, yeah.
What is this, the
Save
Matrix? I don't know. But whenever people try to ask me a bunch of questions, I always just say, you know, people are like, you know, does he do this and do this and do this and do this and do this? And I'm like, I'm looking for his spiritual life to look like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm looking for. And that doesn't necessarily mean that he has to do this whole list of stuff. Because last I checked, am I doing everything on your list? No. At the end of the day, I would hate for somebody to pick apart. She doesn't fast enough. She only prays at this time of day. She doesn't get up in the morning. I would hate to know that he was having those kinds of conversations
Ooh,
with
goodness.
His homies about what I don't do spiritually. You know, that would kind of suck. So I don't measure him by the little individual things that he does. I measure him overall by his heart for Christ. Is that fair? Cool. I have to remember that I can't look for his spiritual life to look like mine. I have to look for it to look like Christ. And I think that me responding that way and me looking for that and praying about that in the person that I'm with, that takes a lot of pressure off too. Because, I mean, we believe that once you are single, or a lot of times you hear that if you're single past a certain age, it's like you are almost like waiting for Prince Charming. And that's like, oh my gosh, whoever started that? Like, I'm not saying you should like die or anything, but you just gotta stop talking. Because that's too much.
And I really think that just plants the seed of comparison as well, because there's this standard that's
what?
Just set, like, you know, he got to do this. And then you hear the amazing stories of like, God have brought these people together. That, yeah, that's great. I'm so happy for you, and I'm going to let you finish. But I mean, you will want your relationship to be tailor-made for you and not be a replica or a copy of someone
right.
else's, because it's not going to be authentic.
Yeah, that's why I'm so wary of relationship goals. That's why I don't follow like a single woman trying to find a man ministry, because that's not my zhuzh.
No.
But really because I don't want that to be the reason I'm praying. Like, I don't want the sole reason I go to Christ be because I'm single. Like, that don't work for me. I'm single. I'm having fun and enjoying myself in that lane. And I'm a Christian. Like, that alone is enough. It doesn't matter about my marital status. It doesn't matter about where I'm working. Like, everything else is up against the standard of where I am with Christ. So I can't be in a ministry that's solely focusing on my relationship status that's not focusing on my heart. Like, you got to do this to get a husband. Just, I can't. I refuse. If you put that sentence out to me, that just shows it's how immature you are. I can't deal.
That's a whole conversation with this.
Exactly. Because I am already not... I'm a different kind of girl. That's the best way that I can put it.
Right.
And so I've already been involved in too many circles where I feel like a little bit of an outsider just because I can just look and I'd be like, one of y'all does not belong. I've definitely been the one of y'all in that conversation before. And it's just like, I don't have time to be trying to be like somebody else. But one thing I found is that when I embraced who I am and how I am, then... God sent me somebody who appreciates who I am and how I am, but I had to appreciate it first.
Mm-hmm.
And also, is it P4CM that has that series, The Conversation?
Yes.
They had one called The Relationship Idol. That thing right there. I think that for any single person, male or female, I would say check that out on YouTube.
Yo, check the whole thing out. That series right there.
Yes, The Relationship Idol specifically, I think, was the first one that I'd ever watched. And it was actually three different Christian couples talking about how people tend to look at certain Christian couples on Instagram and be like, oh my gosh, that's the couple to be. And I'm always wary about that. You know, you see people out here wanting to be Megan Good and her husband, people out here wanting to be the Currys and
yeah,
such.
That's
and it's like,
the Currys.
And I just be like, I don't know people's struggles. I don't know what they go through. I don't know their life. And I just, it's really, 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 really hard for me to even form the words for me to say, I want that. Because I don't know what that is. I'm looking at a picture. I'm looking at a video. I'm looking at one of the musical joints where they're singing. Like, that's not enough for me to be like, I want that.
Right.
I need them to write 66 books, and then maybe I can decide if I want
Right. And we still got questions after the 66. You're like, Jesus, can you clarify? Because
that's what I'm saying.
Know.
I need books on books. That's all I'm saying. But I would check out The Relationship Idol is what it's called. You can find it on YouTube, and it will bless your life. It really will.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've actually enjoyed this period of free talking because, guys, we had an outline, we had a topic, and then we came in here and we're like, we want to talk about boys.
Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, so. That's because we're eating these weird chips.
These weird chips that got my mind all messed up.
For real. Delusional.
It's very good.
A lot of us are accustomed to being single, but we should really talk more about that transition of becoming two prior to marriage. Because there's a lot of transition there. And I think that before you could even be ready for marriage, you have to first be able to make that jump into a relationship. Mm-hmm. So we definitely want to continue that. We actually have a Q&A podcast coming up. It's set to be around episode 20. That is the goal. But as life and things happen around us, that may change. But that's the goal. So if you could just send your questions to our email address. It is wih@cleanearsshow.com. If there's anything that you want to add to this, we would love to be able to sprinkle it into the conversation as well. And Saritha is throwing up gang signs.
I'm signing.
Oh. I did not know.
I'm thankful for angels. I was surrounded by protection. What a blessing. It's safe to say I was bound to die. I felt forsaken. Me and Satan walking death row. Now my chain's gone and I'm thankful that mercy said no. Yeah. I'm thankful that mercy said no. So thankful. Yeah. Said I'm thankful that mercy said no. So thankful. Yeah. Said I'm thankful that mercy said no. Redeemed from my past, feeling fresh like I changed clothes. I'm thankful that mercy said no. So thankful. Yeah. Said I'm thankful that mercy said no. So thankful. Yeah. Said I'm thankful that mercy said no. Redeemed from my past, feeling fresh like I changed clothes.
What time is it? Game time.
Oh, I'm not.
Well, I'm hyped. I don't even know what we're doing, but I'm hyped.
We're doing heads up.
So we are playing a game called The Struggle is Real. And let me tell y'all something. It sure is.
This is following in our Heads Up series with Heads Up, It's Your Bestie. And
Regular Heads Up.
And Regular Heads Up. We just keep changing it.
This is different levels of Heads Up.
So this is Heads Up. The struggle is real.
The evolution.
We will have 1 minute on the call. And okay. I guess I'm going first.
Sure, because I got this card in my hand. Let's sure do. Get it.
Here ready? Yes. It's upside down.
The struggle.
This chick was bitter.
Oh.
Martha? No. And her daughter-in-law decided to come with her.
Oh, Naomi.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Keep going.
Oh.
It's upside down.
Dang it. Okay, flip it.
This homie, his mentor died right before they were supposed to get to where they're supposed to go. And so now he had to take all of these complaining
people.
Oh
my gosh, freaking Joshua.
Yes. Oh, this dude, his whole family hated him. He actually threw him into a pit.
Oh, Joseph.
Yes.
Yay, let me read the word.
This dude had temper issues and he liked to sleep with women.
Oh, geez.
Who he was not married
Samson?
To. Yes.
Oh, well, dang.
Oh, this homie does not listen to Jesus. And decided...
Jonah.
Yes.
Dang. If people know you because you didn't listen to Jesus, get your life. No promises for this performance. Let's get it.
And go.
Oh, she was cross-eyed, but her sister was mad cute.
Leah?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know who that is. Let me think. Ooh, nah. Ooh, nah, she was like the first female judge. She was out here.
Deborah?
Yes.
That's my homie.
Thank you, Lord. All right. He was like walking on water for a hot second.
Peter.
Yeah. All right. He was full of shenanigans. He, he saw this chick bathing, was like, what's up with that?
David?
Yes. Creep life. Oh, his everything bad happened to him. Everybody died.
Joe?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. You're like everything.
Everything bad. All you gotta do is say everything bad happened to him.
Like,
oh,
Joe. That's so.
First of all, you know, as a child reading the Bible, I was legit like, Job?
Right.
And when people in church kept saying Job, I was like, you guys are being mad extra. Mad extra.
It's like, I think we all know it's Job. I don't know why you keep playing.
Who's, first of all, mom and dad? Not cool. Take a while.
You need patience. You may believe the value's overrated. Maybe your lust is tainted. Maybe you get frustrated and see some ways you can change it. Instead of giving grace, you manipulate it. And when it doesn't go your way, you hate it. You resent it. You're offended. You started something you don't want to finish. Your intentions were tinted. How you expect something you'll never perfect? How can you protect something you often have wrecked? How can you demand something you've never performed? How can you house what you've never made a home?
Now it's time for our most favoriteest part of the show, What's in Your Headphones?
Yes, so exciting.
Yes, we get to tell you what we are listening to, what we are loving, and why. So I am most hyped, so I'm going to go first. This is Simone, my song. Oh my goodness. It is Candy Rain by Andy Mineo.
Before you say yes, before we did the flowers in the dress, we would stay up all night, talk so long, had to take an intermission just to find an outlet. Go bed at 4, woke up at 6, when I put the cream in the coffee I fix, I'm thinking about everything cool, when love is brand new, rather have no sleep than have no you. Ooh, it's kind of weird, how when you really, really, really care, you gotta act like you don't really care. I think rejection is our biggest fear, scared of commitment, I couldn't make a decision, but that's when I brought it to prayer. God was like, yeah. I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah. Don't start acting weird. Listen.
I love this song because it's absolutely adorable. Candy Rain is one of my favorite 90s songs. And well, you know, I am very much like a candy-coated raindrop my darn self. And so, you know, I immediately resonated with the title. And I was like, what is Andy saying about me? And then I realized that the song was about his wife. They celebrated their 2-year anniversary and he made this song in dedication to her. I really love it because the lyrics are super sweet. It talks a little bit about their dating relationship and how they started as friends and met in church and so on and so forth. And I just think that that's adorable. He's celebrating the love that they have through song. What's better than that?
My turn.
Yes.
Okay. So this is Saritha. And my song I love, it's called My Love on You by D. Miles featuring Jalen Seabright.
Now this ain't the same old love. Say now this ain't the same old love song. Even if I try, ain't nothing I can hide. Baby, you got me all up in that love zone.
Explain how just dope this song is. I can't even explain how great this EP is. And so I was already just in love with everything, and then it got to this song and I was like, now you know. I can't even deal with all of the amazing pieces, from just the lyrics to Jalen C. Wright to put all of his singing voice on the track. It is amazing. I love the lyrics. I love the love that they are celebrating, that this couple met in high school and they're just making it do what it do now. I'm just happy and I like this song. So I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yes, I think it's so sweet that we both pick love songs. I didn't realize that until Sarita pointed it out earlier. So apparently we are feeling the love, as you can tell from our conversation topic.
That's mad love. Had to realize that you guys thought I couldn't take advantage. Was a struggle for a couple years, trying to kill ways from the past tense. But we knew deep down that the foundation weak if we only feed passion. Soon as I said we was gonna marry, friends turn foes wanna damage us. You know how I be, hate what they don't understand. It's the best way to handle us.
So long. So long. So long.
All right, guys.
Oh my gosh.
You've had so much fun. We've had so much fun.
As have you.
And now it's time to say goodbye.
So we would like to give some shout outs. We would like to shout out to Courtney P.
Yes.
Who jumped in on the conversation topic. We really freestyled today. And so she just randomly started talking. And we were like, yeah, let's all do this. I love it. So
yes.
Shout out to Courtney for just being ready to get on in there.
Mm-hmm. Explaining things to people. Let them know.
Because when she comes in with the high puff, guys, anything can happen.
Definitely, definitely. We want to give major, major thanks to our writer.
Oh my gosh.
Of the latest post, and that would be Simone.
Oh my gosh, it's me, guys.
Yes, she put all of her heart into that post, and so we're definitely enjoying it. And our next post, awesomely, is by one of our listeners. Her name is Liz Holland.
Yay,
Liz, for submitting a piece, and we love it and we cannot wait for you guys to enjoy it. So please check that out next week. It's going to drop on the site on Tuesday. And you definitely want to check out the website altogether, guys. We have amazing things going on that site.
And check out the gram, because someone whose curls are on fleek today are slaying these graphics, and you're getting so much great feedback. So check out the gram. Make sure that you also click that donate link on our website so that you can support us as we work to get more equipment to be able to continue to bring you guys this quality, amazing show. And have a great weekend, lifetime.
Yes, have a great time.
Yes.